So last year, in our first version of these agreements, we just sort of parroted the language in the statute about member access to books and records. The LLC statute, in very general terms, says that a member or an assignee has a right of access to the books and records of the LLC. It says that a member or assignee, on written request and for a proper purpose, may examine and copy at their expense the books and records. And so we just had a brief general statement parroting the language in the statute. We decided that we would refine that a bit. The LLC statute says that that is a provision that cannot be unreasonably restricted in the company agreement. So it implicitly recognizes some contractual freedom to reasonably restrict a member or assignee's access to books and records. And there are some interesting quirks about our statute that I'll explain here in a moment that we attempted to address in the more fulsome provisions that we have set out in this year's version. Let me back up and say that that provision that I just mentioned about a member's or assignee's access to books and records appears in Chapter 101, the chapter of the Business Organizations Code that specifically applies to LLCs. Back in Chapter 3 of the Business Organizations Code, there's a more generic provision that addresses a right of access on the part of governing persons of an entity, a Texas entity under the Business Organizations Code. So it would apply to corporations, LLCs, partnerships. As you know, the governing persons of an LLC would either be the managers of a manager-managed LLC or the members of a member-managed LLC.